When I just spent 300 on some music shit. Focus up, stay on my grind.
Baby, what's happening? What's happening? What's going on, my people? You already know what it is, man. We back in the building. It's your boy Outlaw Uwop. Thought for Narcissus Podcast, man. Got my co-host in here with me.
Hey, man, it's Rhetoric. We here.
Friend of the show, man. Special guest.
Sean J, what it do, family? We back.
Yes, sir, man. We back in the motherfucking building. Y'all know what we do, man. We about to talk that motherfucking talk for y'all today, man. We got a lot of things to discuss. A lot of opinions to get out. Before we do any of that, I just want all my new listeners, my new viewers to go ahead and like, follow, comment, and hit that subscribe button. Let us know how you feel about the show afterwards. And people who've been here, you know, loyal listeners, man, we appreciate y'all. You know we rock with y'all. We fuck with y'all. Y'all hearing those smooth, beautiful sounds of my boys, man. CEO, The God, Wordsmith, Insecure. Go get that now. Spotify, Apple. All that shit, iTunes everywhere, man. Insecure, CEO The God, Wordsmith ATL. Go get that shit.
Swear to God, this bitch is getting me bent. I cannot say these hoes no Superman. Benjamin Franklin's, I'm at it again. Call up Adonis, he rolling the gram. Out on the block and I'm down for my bands. Out on the block and I'm down for my band. When I done spent 300 on some music shit. Focus up, stay on my grind. Baby, I'm taking my time. Baby, I'm taking my time. Why you want keys to my life but you don't want to get up and grind? I ain't no sucker and you ain't gonna give me some. Fuck all your Gucci and Prada and Fendi. I hustle for mine, yeah. Can't tell if you quit in the trying. You must be scared, why you lying? Eyes red from the crime, wrong way, baby, I missed the sign.
Hey, man, y'all hear that shit, man. Wordsmith going crazy. Wordsmith going crazy, man. CEO The God going crazy. Insecure, go get that shit, man. Go check that shit out. Please.
It's always good to have some manners with it.
Right. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the team, man. Forever Up. Shout out to, everybody a part of that, man. Shout out to everybody who been rocking with us on the music shit, man. If you got some shit you want us to play on here, feel free to hit us up, TTN Podcast. We're going to check it out, and we're going to play it, man. Let the people hear it. Let them decide how they, they like it, how that shit sound with it.
We ain't going to be rough on you, though. We ain't going to be as bad as we are with the major artists. You know what I'm saying? We're going to kill the major artists, but we won't kill the new artists.
Yeah, for
sure. We're going to show love.
Would you, like, rate them? Like, would you get, like, a 1 to 5?
If they asked
us. If they wanted a little, some shit.
That's
like
a service
that
we'll offer.
We definitely right. could do that. Tell you if that shit's good or trash.
You know what I'm saying? So just hit us up, man. We do good business.
For sure.
We got good numbers. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with us.
For sure.
Hey, man, so let's just get into it, bro. Let's just start with
this
shit.
It's a lot of shit.
Yeah,
bro. It's a lot of shit.
Clubhouse might be dead, bro.
Why you say that?
This nigga Lakeith, bro. Lakeith Stanfield is tripping, bro. My boy in the moaning room's going crazy.
He killed a Clubhouse, bro.
He might have killed Clubhouse going crazy in the moaning rooms, bro.
That's crazy.
He done made a lot of folks upset too, bro. Nigga was in the feet room. Feet. Showing off his feet.
Showing off his feet.
Yeah, bro.
You could there's a video now?
No, it's not a video. What he did is everybody changed their Abby.
Oh my god.
To their feet.
What kind of freaky fetish shit is that?
And this
that?
Is confirmed.
Yeah, you can go here. You can go look. People screenshotted the room. And you can see that his name on there says Lakeith. You know what I'm saying? And he just going wild. My boy was really out here going wild,
just
bro.
Also, what is it? What do you think his motives are in this?
Oh, no. He was just being a wild boy.
Clubhouse antics.
He was just being a wild boy. I mean, Lakeith has always been that, though. Like, there's a long list of shit that he's done over the last, since his... We can go since get what's the movie he was in? We can go since ATL. There's
ATL,
a long not like well Atlanta.
ATL.
I'm in Atlanta.
The TV show.
No, Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah.
Since that show, he's had a long list of just going wild. You know what I'm saying? Like
doing crazy shit.
Yeah, bro. Saying shit on there, bro. He had the suicide shit a couple months ago.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was talking about taking the pills, going crazy.
He said some against black people.
Yeah,
too,
bro. He like said black BET didn't support him. You know, he just typical.
I did not hear that.
Typical black thespian shit. That's all it is.
He wanted to play like a gay person or some shit.
He wants to just be accepted. He wants to get all the roles.
He wants to play a gay person.
I didn't hear that part, but I mean, you know, to each his own. But I didn't hear that part.
So he felt like they was like, wasn't Maybe. Accepting him?
He just, play. Yeah, he was just saying a lot. Of, you know, like the dude who was kind of cool in the, like, with the white kids, but wasn't, you know what I'm saying, kind of black kids made fun of him. You know the guy who was that in high school.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? He kind of going back at the black folks because
they didn't fuck with him back then. Yeah, but now they fuck with him because he, you know, funny.
Yeah, because he was in a couple good black movies that made fun of white people.
So how does that kill Clubhouse?
No, I was just in a couple rooms that was actually kind of talking about this, and one of the things that they did bring up that was interesting that potentially could happen, because I was in this, I don't know if people are familiar, but there's a DJ L. I don't know if y'all seen him in a lot of the rooms, but there's a lot of things about him getting banned prior and getting reinstated and things of that nature
from some
of the stuff. Yeah, from some of the stuff he was talking about in Clubhouse.
What was he doing?
Just talking about more uproar things regarding what they're doing with this and what they're doing with our data, and he was kind of getting into a lot of stuff like that. And so the focus of the room was talking about how the marketing campaign right now that they're trying to sell to investors is that the app is 80 to 85% black.
Of course.
So that is what they're able to kind of show, is that those are the things that we can kind of help market. How do we market to black people? You know what I'm saying? And we can do it through studying this app because they're all here. And then it just kind of went into something else that this is more interesting that I thought was, he was saying, like, what if there was a young kid in these moaning rooms?
And they heard this shit.
Or they participated and got money.
And you don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know. Because you can just put any Abby on there. Right. All you got to do is an invite.
There's no age verification.
And it's not like some internet server when you're just playing on a game that no one controls the server, no one's responsible for it. This is some shit that has a company behind it. You know what I'm saying? And you have this wild shit like that. And like I said, that was the only valid thing that was said in mostly the whole room. A lot of other stuff was capped after I was looking up some shit. But that was the one thing I was just thinking about, like, hey, yeah, that's something that probably needs to get explored regarding the making sure that everyone on the app at all times
is of age.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can just have a kid, you know, go through somebody's phone and now he's playing on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, that's with a lot of apps, though.
But this one is that's wild. Somebody's screen
app. There is that verifies.
There's a difference between when you're trying to have a kind of a who's responsible though. Like if you had, this is porn, then obviously you getting to this, there's blockers for that. Right. But if this is an application that's just you click on your phone and it's easily accessible. And the only people who are verifying who's coming into the app are the other users. That's already proven that can't be trustworthy. Because like I said, I've been in a room where they put the Kuta Kinte KKK cloth in it because they one person became a moderator and then they changed their avi to that and started bringing in other people. And now you got all these Kuta Kinte cloth KKK members in the room.
They make like a KKK uniform.
No, this is not a uniform. This is from a real kente cloth, like African kente. Yeah, this is from a real art exhibit that happened. Somebody really made these.
Also, now that's like a little group that runs around.
It's just weird people on the app. You know what I'm saying? Just doing weird shit.
Going in and invading the rooms and taking them over.
And just doing weird shit like that, and just, you know, whatever
it
is.
This is basically Black Planet on steroids.
Essentially.
Slick. But that's it's like a voice. Which walkie-talkie. It's a walkie-talkie.
Or somebody else described it as a podcast. It's just essentially a big black podcast.
Big black podcast.
Where everybody's just bringing in.
Topic is,
whoever the moderator is just the host of the show at that particular show. And then you, hey, bring up. Oh, you're an expert in this?
I don't think Lakeith can kill it himself.
Yeah, I don't think he killed it. I was just talking shit.
Open up Pandora's box.
Right. I just think he's...
Yeah, he just like opened up a big... you know, wave of possibilities of things now people seeing, like, oh, this could possibly happen on this app. This could possibly happen on this app. And, you know, people now are going to be aware of all the different possibilities, like the Pandora's box you just opened on, like, the shit that may happen on this app.
But all right, man, let's just keep it real, though.
Kill it, though.
Let's just keep it real. If you see your man's in the moaning room and he on stage going wild, bro, what's your next move?
And that's my homeboy.
That's your man's. Homeboy. That's your boy. This a nigga who done gave you money when it was when you was hurting.
Be like, bro, what's up with you, bro? Like, you doing this shit for fun?
Like, right, this I nigga, mean,
what's up? If he getting paid.
Whoa.
Hold on. For one.
Hold on.
For one, Lakeith had real bitches responding and saying, daddy, ooh, I like that shit. So
yeah, okay, he did.
He had bitches gassing him up. It was nothing homosexual about. I mean, against anything homosexual.
But that is, I'm pretty sure
that what the joke would be towards if that was your dog. But he did have bitches purring back to him.
That's true.
So
he did. He was getting gassed. They was gassing his ass.
They was gassing that bullshit. But if he could have pulled some pussy out of that, that's a W. So yeah. If my dog can do that, hey.
So that validates it all. If you can pull some pussy out of it,
I'm not. To me, it's just a
man. If I see my boy in there. Hey, bro, I just had to block you real quick, bro. Y'all, you just be easy. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm the nigga that nominated him.
Right, yeah, because now
you know what I'm saying? Now I'm looking nuts. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm like, what kind of nigga you roll with?
Bro, that's just like saying.
That ain't even no gay shit. That's just weird. Bro, why are just you like, it on
so
that?
If you at your dude house, he's smashing his girl, and you in the other room, you in the living room, you can hear him moaning. You ain't gonna knock on the door and be like, hey, dog, why are you in here moaning?
I'm probably gonna leave his house if I'm at his house.
But you gonna let him do his thing, though.
Yeah, I didn't say I was gonna go in the moaning room and be like, whoa, bro, you wildin'. I said, I'm gonna hit him in the text and be hey, bro, this is the last message you getting from me. You know, it's a block.
We
gotta let nigga know it's a block.
We'll address bullshit behind closed doors.
Yeah, we just can't fuck with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just think it's a little, you know, it might be a little, what the ladies call it, thirsty. You know what I mean?
It can't be like, thirsty when they egging you on, though. If they egging you on.
They still call it thirsty.
Man, they just be moving the goal.
But it's some more thirstier bitches that like that kind of thirst.
Yeah.
To them bitches
that was in that room, that wasn't thirst. That was fucking.
But to the bitches who wasn't, who like that shit, lame, cool. That's thirsty.
Yeah.
By and large, it's not gonna be a good look, bro.
How many people are on Clubhouse? How many users do they have?
They say it's up to about 1.7 million, I think.
That's 1. Not 7. Really even a lot.
That's not a lot. But it's 1. Invite 7. Only. 1.7.
Really? And this is all the rooms. How many? This is a lot of people, though.
This is not that many for rooms. That's
not a lot for an app. That's small for an app.
It's small for an app, but app had like 50 different rooms, but we're talking about 1.7 million. How many different rooms you estimate?
You,
want.
Mm-hmm. You as a person.
At one time, you can only
be in one.
At any given time, how many rooms you would think there's estimated as being open?
Oh shit. Just depends on who you're following.
It could be thousands.
50, hundreds of thousands. 500,000 rooms could be open at one time.
Okay.
There's no limit. It's just about who you follow.
Everybody could open a room at the same time.
Right.
Every user, but it's just nobody. You be in a room by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Those rooms be weird, though. Like, you ever jumped into one where it's like, because I jumped into one where it's a chick where it's like, I kind of want to holler at her a little bit, but I see her in there, but it'd be like her and like two of her homegirls. Let me kind of get out of here.
It's basically like you're in the club. You got to step to her and her homegirls. Like,
but it's like, I don't want
to. But you got to say some shit that's easy. Cool off the females.
That's true. You got your game. You got
to be able to. Yeah.
Bro, your game has to be on point.
You
got to
know what to say.
And they see you always feel lame when you hit the lead quiet quick, too. Like, oh, shit, they seen me. You know what I mean? Unless they didn't pull the refresh. Maybe they didn't see you, though.
They saw you.
But they might have seen you. Like, God damn. I done did that like two or three times. I know she didn't. What's up with this nigga?
Just because shit pop up on my notifications and I accidentally hit on it, and you know it might be me.
It's some chicks like that I didn't put. I didn't. There's like a notification bell. Like,
oh, shit, I just jump out.
I did that on IG Live.
Yeah, it's a couple chicks that I got a notification bell.
IG Live a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm trying to scroll. I'm trying to refresh or some shit, and shit done popped up.
Yeah, I'm mad at it. You know what I'm saying, but. Like I said, the shit is funny just navigating that. It's just funny seeing it's growing and shit like that.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's good to be a part of that shit early. And
I
like
just hate that people care so much about the celebrities being on it. Like, that's the shit that's just seemed kind of weird to me. Like, I was just in the room, like, in that same room, and it was like, you know, and all this other stuff's going on, it's going to push the celebrities out. And I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like,
I think the celebrities, because those niggas are agents of the system.
It's just that having that direct contact with them, right, like being able to actually speak to them. Is what the people are starting.
They ain't spending no money, nigga. They
and them giving the game, you know, they supposed to be.
The dude from Hollywood Unlocked, he be out. No, like he that. Fuck the giving game shit. The nigga from Hollywood Unlocked, Jason, that nigga be out there. He just had a hiring thing on there. He was like trying to hire people to bring people in. So
giving people jobs.
Yeah, bro, that's what I need to see more of.
Yeah, you need.
We gonna see, man. We gonna definitely right see how Clubhouse see how evolves and how it, you know, evolves and progresses as an app or social Lakeith. Media networking, like a new, because this is a new wave.
Yeah, Lakeith, you got it. That's your last time now.
We're gonna see how this shit go.
Lakeith got a wave of new bitches out for that shit.
But nah, man.
I don't even know it.
We're gonna get on into the next topic, man. The next topic is something that's I mean, if you are a part of social media, I'm pretty sure you've probably seen this video already. If not, it's something that's just kind of taken the social media networks by storm the past few days. Basically, this is a podcast, I'm guessing, or some sort of show that this guy has.
No free promo.
And some of his lady co-hosts are speaking about a topic, and I don't want to spoil it. I'm gonna let y'all hear it, how it played out on that show, and then we're gonna, you know,
react.
Talk about it.
Way out of pocket, and this is why we talking prenuptials and shit. On the first date, I had to get my daughter something to eat before he took me out. So I was like, can you run me by the McDonald's real quick because I'm running behind, woo-woo. We get to McDonald's, all she got was her classic, a milkshake, four-piece nugget, and a small fry. When the lady at the window asked for the bread,
he's like, where's that?
Yeah.
Nigga, you said run me through McDonald's real quick so we can, yeah. Nigga,
that's real shit.
I'm sorry. Okay. I think that's the
already.
Problem right
that was
now.
The first problem.
That ain't no problem.
At that moment,
that's your problem.
Look, and it was at that moment. Now I had the
you
bread.
You paid for the.
And I even asked him, did he want anything? But look, it was at that moment that I knew you were never getting this pussy.
Because he ain't paid for your daughter's food.
Fuck you on the first
okay,
date.
Okay. So honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you. My boss you was here, knew I was having a sleepover for my daughter. He was like, oh, that's what you know. I'll order her pizza.
That's why most of relationships, they cheat
but
on
like,
you.
No,
that's why most
not.
Relationships, they cheat on you with somebody at work because of shit like that.
No,
I'm
going to
pay
no.
for the daughter.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
pay for all that.
White man.
And I'm pretty
no,
sure you want some
like,
young pussy. What
no,
you mean?
No, well,
you
no,
were paying
I'm
for it.
What it
you didn't have
I'm
to be looking to him.
I was thinking about
what the fuck?
No, I'm just saying
hypothetically.
I get what you're saying. I will fuck your boss up.
Man,
I'm
that
guessing
shit.
That was his girl. At, I hate Wakaya because he said he fuck her boss up. But anyway, yeah, that's the shit. So basically, this lady was saying that she wasn't giving this. She knew at the beginning of the date she wasn't giving this dude no pussy because she asked him to take her to McDonald's to get her daughter something to eat right quick. She bought $4 worth of shit, and he was like, "Nah, I'm not paying for it."
He didn't even say that.
He just looked at her like, what's up? Like,
yeah, you said you need to get something. Come here,
right.
You go get it.
She going to ask him, did he want something?
Right. To me, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see.
That's how you kind of throw it in there.
If I'm
like,
taking you on a date,
pay.
Though, but I'm taking you on a date. So why would I need some food right now? We're not going to eat McDonald's on the date.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
that was her way of asking this nigga to pay for this
no,
shit.
It's just, right,
saying,
no,
you want
it's
something? You want anything?
Let's just keep it real. Women have this concept that if you're not 100% protecting them or you're not 100% taking care of all of their needs when they come up, then it's an issue.
All right, so now we got to know we know rhetoric is just...
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Build up false narratives because we're just talking about shit that's going on.
Bro, it you got to understand women, bro. When you pulling up in the drive-thru, if you get to the window... And she hasn't reached for her purse or her pocketbook yet. She's not expecting to pay. Like, she's expecting for you to pay.
Bro, I know how to read all those signs.
So you got to be able to read that sign. If she ain't reached, you got to say, I'm going to go ahead and take this L.
No, it ain't no L sometimes.
If you know, if it's a little $4, it's a little $4
little
thing.
No,
that's
if I want to hit. Let's be clear. Do I really care if I hit tonight? I might be
most likely
that.
You do care, bro, because I'm spending my time to go out on a date.
No,
because
I could be trying to see what she about. I don't mean I'd be trying to hit.
And then that's what I'm saying. Like, so it's a few things that
I might want
to
read
down and open her legs. You're not gonna fuck. You can be like, no, baby, I just came to see what you're about.
If it's offered to me, I'm never going to. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, nigga. So what
decline,
are we talking about?
But that's different, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It's different if it's like she just out here jumped on my bed, but of course it's never that process. Time.
That's what I'm saying. It's always a possibility.
Yeah, but again,
these women out here are aggressive today too, so they'll get.
That's true too, and that's why I'm not going to be tripping on it. If you're going to be tripping on a little $7 meal, you know what I'm saying? You can take you and your little rug rat and go home.
$4.
You know what I'm saying?
Take you and your little rug rat. Listen, there are a few things that are problematic about this situation that, you know, I feel like we must discuss.
Okay.
So, first of all, the fact of me being, okay, so just me being this guy,
what up?
If I'm going on a date and I see that, you know, we're going out, first of all, I'm going to be like, damn, so you ain't get, you know, you ain't had nothing for her to eat.
I'm judging
here,
you
like,
for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, you wasn't responsible enough to.
Why is your kid hungry?
She was fed before I came.
Date.
You could, you know, this shit was something we had planned. I know things may happen, but okay. All right.
Strike one.
That's that. And then
Noticeable. Now, red flag.
Once we get here, you immediately just assume or expect me to pay.
Because now that's going to make me feel you didn't do it, not because you didn't. It was you're tied up. It was because you just wanted me to do it.
Pay. Or you didn't have the money. Or maybe. But see, I'm the type of dude.
Now we're playing mind games.
I'm the type of dude that I would, you know, like just us being men. We talking about do we want to fuck. I'm the type of dude that would let her pull her card out and say, you know, try to pay it. And I'd be like, nah, I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's how I play it. But if you don't give me the opportunity to even play it like that, now I'm kind of looking at you like, ugh, I don't really know. You know what I'm saying?
You wasn't even being courteous.
Right. You feel like you just automatically off the rip was like, hold on a minute. I'm going to make this nigga pay. Like, I'm finna see what you going to do. But I'm already looking at you crazy because I'm like, why you ain't had your kid fed? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you should off the rip just be trying to pay for it just to make up for that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You already stopping
delaying the date. You already starting off on a bad foot. Like, let's say the shoe on the other foot. And I'm like, we go on a date. I'm like, yo, let me stop by McDonald's, grab my kids some food right quick, drop it off at the house. You know, she going to be looking like, damn, nigga, you could have your son, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know that's
right.
coming. So it's like, we going to have to look at it on the same wave. Like, I'm going to off rip be looking at you crazy because you ain't had your kid fed. And then I'm going to look at you even crazier if you just assume I'm supposed to just pay. Like, this is our first date. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know you. What makes you think that I'm supposed to pay for this? You know what I'm saying? So if you don't let me...
I don't even know your kid.
If you don't let me work my move and decide whether I want to just go ahead and... Oh, no, nah, I'll take care of that. I got you. Ask you, do you want, you know...
They kid might have a bad vibe.
I'm finna go eat, but do you want...
You know what I'm saying?
You
like...
Know, right, I might not even be feeling
it. What do you have against kids?
You're a little young nigga. You're a little young nigga.
I
don't have
women,
nothing. I'm just talking
girls,
shit.
Girls, everything.
You just got to be open to that shit. You just got to know what's going on,
bro.
Kids be on some lame shit, too, bro.
If you don't give me the opportunity to work my move and tell you I'm going to handle it, and you already got a strike against you because you ain't had your child fed and taken care of so we can go on this date, I'm looking at you like, man, she ain't getting no dick tonight.
Right.
Fuck all that. I ain't getting no pussy tonight. She ain't getting no dick tonight.
You can't. You wouldn't be responsible if I dropped him off in you. I got to go.
Right. Now I'm looking at, I can't really fuck. Right. We might have a kid. Whether we have a kid, anything can happen. And I know your ass ain't going to be feeding them and shit. You going to be going out on dates. Not feeding the kids.
So the thin line between getting pussy and not getting pussy that night is a $4 McDonald's meal.
That's sometimes what it come down to.
You're telling me that's that thin.
Is that razor thin? That's how I'm looking at it. Like, bitch, you getting some... I'm not giving you this dick because you ain't responsible.
That pussy worth $4.
Gotta keep it real.
This dick is only for responsible pussy.
You gotta have some good pussy management.
Pussy ain't responsible. If you ain't got that responsible pussy, which means you ain't handling your business, then I can't give you no dick. I ain't got that irresponsible dick. Responsible dick, girl, responsible pussy.
Oh shit. That's legit right there, bro.
That's real.
That's called a standard.
If you ain't handling your business, I can't give you no dick.
And then Shawty did have like a, she said they had a special meal, like a standard meal that she had at McDonald's.
Man, I never heard the milkshake being standard. Like, your ass better get a Sprite, my nigga. Like, what's up?
That's strange as hell for you. If you always, your kid is hungry, late for feeding your kid and you're taking your kid to McDonald's why with you ain't a got special no meal, you might be a fucked up mom.
That's what I'm thinking.
You might be late. You may be late feeding your kid all the damn time. And then when you are late, you go get the same damn thing at McDonald's because you got a special meal.
I wonder why your child's 6 years old and start going through puberty. All that damn estrogen and
all that
shit
extra hormone.
This is a deeper problem. That's it ain't the $4,
you,
baby.
It ain't
it's you.
It's you.
It's you.
That's
baby.
What you gotta address, girl. You gotta look deep off in yourself. He probably looking at you like that. Like, I'm not paying for this shit because he know your child don't even need to be eating this shit. He probably thinking, damn, I'd rather you get something to go from the restaurant where we at for your kid.
Well, that's too long.
Hit
then.
Me off with the McDonald's before. Like, hey, you know he ate. They ate before, but they ain't got nothing after.
You gonna make a little Timmy Star to the end of the date?
I'm saying they ate before, but they ain't got nothing after.
That's all they eat.
They ate before, but they ain't got nothing after. They ain't got nothing after.
Well, she always bring the doggy bag. That's what it's for. She don't finish the food so she can bring it back to the kid.
I'm going to ask you. If it's that's a just good, a normal if it's thing. A good date, I'm going to, hey, your kids need some. Let's get some.
Y'all ever ate the meal? Like when your girl that you was just kind of like fucking with, like had a meal from a date that she was with, y'all ever just ate the leftover meal?
Man, I went on a date with a chick.
But it's from another date she was with.
No, I
who
never
your girl was shit. Dating?
She's not
somebody
my girl.
Else?
She's the girl that you was dating, like girl that you was fucking around with, but she was still dating other niggas.
Nah, I never,
you never did
nah,
that.
Nah, never. Nah,
sometimes them noodles be
some
straight.
Weird cuck shit.
That's not no cuck shit, bitch. Nah, she ain't fuck nigga.
We know that.
She didn't fuck the nigga. She just got a she got a date off the nigga. No, she got the date off the nigga, and she just had goddamn the food from the nigga that she played for the food.
Have you ever fucked her after dinner?
After she had went dinner with someone else?
No. Have you ever fucked her after having dinner with her?
A girl?
After with
that particular girl?
Yeah.
No, I never took the girl out.
Oh, you never ate food with her and fucked her?
No, I never took her out.
Just think you're lying.
I'm just saying. Lying. Like, I never, she was.
His name to Cuckery.
No, it was Greek.
Cuckery.
Nah, y'all like Captain Cucks. But,
she fucked the dude.
Hey, man. Hey.
She got the leftovers. She kept the leftovers, too.
Hey, bro.
Listen, man.
I got some good fettuccine.
I have been on a date with a chick and we fucked around and swapped to go plates. Like, she fucked around and took mine, I took hers.
Yeah,
that was bullshit. We was mad.
She probably did. Yeah, she knew she picked a bad meal.
I leave them a lot. I don't know why we getting in the doggy bag.
Yeah, I was like, say, yeah, it wasn't. That was just another fucking tangent. Okay, this is the last thing I wanted to get into before we wrap it up, though. So they are doing $750 Zoom calls for Santa.
Who the fuck is Santa?
It's just a Santa Claus, bro.
No.
It's just a Santa Claus. Like, you know, since you can't go to the mall and shit now?
You can. I've seen
I'm just saying, like, not every state. We're one of the fortunate states that is fucking, I don't know if that's fortunate or not, but we are one of the states that's wide
the
fuck open.
I've seen Santa Claus out there, bro. This nigga had the whole face shield on. Shit was foggy as shit. He had to be about to pass out in that bitch.
Nigga breathing hard.
Put a fucking oxygen tank on that motherfucker, man. There's no way he's going to
make him a Santa astronaut.
They scamming the kids this year.
Nah, they let him go over there, but this nigga got a fucking, the shit he got on is like, it's crazy.
They might as well just put a Santa mask on him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just put a mask over his face. That's Santa like they do with fucking at Six Flags and shit. He in an air-conditioned mall.
Breathing that shit, fat nigga.
Well, shit, nigga, he ain't got to be fat no more. It's a suit now. It's a whole suit. You can be a skinny nigga in there now. Just chilling.
You know they want the real effects.
Yeah, I mean, I got a whole bunch of pictures when I was younger with Santa, so no.
I took probably one or two pictures with Santa.
I had a black one and a white one every year.
You ain't no sitting on no man's
lap. Yeah, I wasn't with that shit, bro.
Man, it's fucking Santa Claus and you a kid, bro. Like, what are y'all talking about?
I said no more.
Yeah, no more. I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Yeah, you still,
we,
you
as I say, when I was a kid, we used to go. My mom used to take me to a white Santa and a black Santa.
If it wasn't for COVID,
and a black Santa.
Yeah, we used to. Man, shut up, nigga.
If it wasn't for COVID, Rhetoric could be sitting on Santa's lap today.
Amen.
What's the Nigerian Santa?
Santa baby, singing
to Santa.
Santa baby,
to my Santa, you ain't let me down yet, except for that one time when I was 17. You didn't give me that goddamn 2K.
Hey, so when did y'all parents tell y'all Santa wasn't real? Well, I know you didn't. Y'all didn't even have
about
Santa.
7 or 8.
Y'all, you actually had a minute where you was believing in Santa?
I mean, nah, I probably was about 6. I mean, I always felt like that shit. I'm not a dumb. I wasn't a dumb kid. So for me, it's always, I ask questions. How the fuck does Santa Claus go to everybody's house this one night and drop off all these presents? I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
He's magic.
Just like the Tooth Fairy. I'm like, how the fuck, how many people lose their teeth in one day? Tons. How the fuck does the Tooth Fairy make it to everybody's fucking house, Bob? I don't know about that. That doesn't sound too realistic. Yeah, I never believed in that.
It was all about the magic. My mom was just disrespectful with it. Like, she would tell me Santa was real, but then buy me the gifts in front of my face. And it was just, and it would be the same gifts underneath the tree.
Did you believe like, no, that Santa bought those afterwards?
I saw my mom swipe her credit card. Like, it was, you know, I would give my mom gifts. Like, I want this.
He doesn't buy you the gifts. He builds them for you.
Yeah, that was the thing Santa was supposed to.
I think, like, it was 6 or 7 for me.
Santa was the master toy maker.
My mom, like I said, my mom was one of the people who we had to believe in Santa, but also she heavily implied that she was Santa.
Yeah, that's what I tell my son. I tell my son I'm Santa. I'm like, at night I put on my costume and I go get your gifts.
Just for you though.
Yeah, just for you.
Like, so you just kind of make it like you're a Santa operative?
Yeah, I told him Santa worked for me. It's like Santa get the gifts ready for me and then I pick them up. And I got to put my suit on and go up there to,
to the North Pole to survive.
Yeah, Santa, like, we got a contract.
Oh, St. Wop.
Contracted out. Contracted my business out to Santa.
Oh, logistics, I feel it.
He was really created to, you know, control kids.
Yeah.
Was it? I thought it was just an old fucking, just a tale they was just doing.
Just
to make kids behave.
The naughty and nice shit sound a little.
Because there was a real St. Nick, so.
It's really brilliant.
But he was Turkish. And so he was probably looking closer to black.
He was like a perv.
Probably. Most of these niggas was back then.
Just like your boy, Creepy Joe.
I mean, and your Creepy boy, MAGA Trump.
President-elect Creepy Joe.
Yeah, yeah, put some respect on that nigga name.
Respect on my boy. No.
Sleeps.
Put no respect on that perv.
Put some respect on Sleep's name.
Young Sleep.
Young Creep.
Young Creep to Sleep.
Hey, it was crazy. I watched some shit today where they was talking about how, like, Joe Biden's whole presidency and all this shit has been, or his whole campaign has been based off, like, him being such a devout Christian and his faith and all that. And he just had made, like, a speech where he was supposed to be reciting some parts of the Bible. He didn't even say the books, you know, pronounce the books correctly. Like, he was calling Psalms, Palms.
It's a simple mistake, man.
Yeah, simple mistake to say over and over again and try to recite scripture and you don't even know. Like, dog, you're fucking old enough and you say you've been in the Bible for all these years.
Watch Trump. Go find some tape of Trump doing it.
Years old, y'all.
Yes, he do. He got a whole bunch of shit.
How many 78 years old?
I like all the books in the Bible. They're all my favorite.
But Trump whole life, he ain't talked about the Bible till now.
He hold the Bible upside down.
Yeah, I'm telling Trump, you. So, like, Trump
don't act like he was with the Bible. That's what I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes, he do.
Trump ain't never run
his... I've always been a Christian.
Trump ain't never run his...
There's never been another Christian better than me.
Trump ain't never run... He said that about everything.
That's what I'm saying. No one's ever prayed harder than me.
This
Wop.
Nigga got dang Joe Biden.
You understand, Wop?
Like, I'm this...
No one's
Christian
ever
this.
Prayed harder than
I'm
me.
I'm this and that. I'm this and that. And I don't even know the fucking books of the Bible. I don't even know how to pronounce.
That's
the
what
books
they all
the
do. Nobody,
so that,
nobody
so that
reads
disqualifies
the Bible.
Disqualifies him to be the president now.
I didn't say that disqualify him. I'm just saying
he just
funny.
Wants to take a stray. That's
I'm
all.
Just telling right.
Take a stray
at
old Creepy
at
Joe.
Dog. Like
he
for
he
every stray that you can little stray like that. Like nigga had to.
I'm just telling you,
nigga
had
to jump on his pronunciation of stuff.
Pronunciation,
but. It is pronounced. He's saying a word incorrectly.
He said the word wrong. Yes.
Yeah, incorrect.
Yeah, you're right.
So, but Donald Trump, they don't get on his pronunciation. They get on his actions. His,
right, they get on
his
Joe Biden's
his words.
Actions.
Like he's trying to.
We just
to,
got
like,
on Joe Biden.
She's a nasty woman.
We just got on Joe Biden for saying
like
similar
this dude
things
is trying
like
to start
to
a coup.
Black,
he's trying to start martial law. And he's
we
activist.
Did.
We
did.
He just got on Joe Biden for talking shit, just like.
Yeah,
Donald
but we got
Trump
on for talking shit,
activists.
Not
so
for
Donald
saying
Trump.
A word wrong.
Donald Trump is talking shit about black activists.
No, Joe Biden was. He was talking shit to black activists.
Like
we talked about
that?
It.
We
just
talked
about
it on the show.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Where they was just he was just saying
they had the fucking footage. They had
but
the clips.
He had some
he
valid
really
points in there too.
Off.
He was chomping them off, but he had some valid points when he was chomping
talking
them
shit to these ladies, black ladies who've been doing this shit.
And women, men.
Just as long as he's been in politics, they've been civil rights activists.
This is post-election.
Yes.
This was just 2 weeks ago, right? Because
they was talking about what's to do in Georgia, so yeah.
Yeah, he was over here talking shit like, man, y'all hush, be quiet. Y'all don't like this shit, go home. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I've been doing this shit. What the fuck have y'all done?
Big sleep.
Y'all haven't done nothing like me.
Big sleep.
Big snow.
He was all his fucking... Big sleep. He was all his fucking Trump shit. So I said, ain't nobody done more for black people than me. Nobody in here has done more for blacks than me.
You should like that shit, though. Nah, nigga, that's your shit.
Yeah, he ain't cool with it when sleep's doing like it.
Oh,
well,
okay. I don't like when Trump
flu gazy,
does it.
Okay.
I don't like what Trump does it.
Yeah.
It
this nigga can't get enough of it when Trump
do it.
You
see what Trump and them
do
doing to us, right?
The boys doing?
Just for him losing, we getting $600. They cutting our shit in half. So
I'm saying, what should
what y'all doing with that six?
How much Joe gonna give us?
Joe giving us a six.
That ain't Joe. That's Joe. Don't get in.
Okay.
Joe don't get in till next. You know, till next.
They
month.
Played us with the six, bro.
Yeah.
That shit's so fucking disrespectful.
We voted for Donnie. We would have got two.
Donnie was
would've
Donnie giving us the six. You just
saying,
you just
Donnie
said that.
Gave us two
that's disrespectful.
Donnie ain't giving us a damn thing. Donnie cap, bro.
Donnie's giving us.
Donnie full of shit, bro.
We giving Israel $500 million,
bro. Australia was getting $600 a week.
All these presidents are Zionists.
Bro, you know, this economic deal has $500 million in there for Israel.
Oh, no, it always had. The last one did.
We always going to look out for them, bro.
The last one
did. But we up here getting $600.
We always look out for them, man.
I'll take it, though.
Hey, man, we got to pay our reparations for what Germany did, you know?
Pay our reparations for what Germany did. How does that sound?
But not for the slavery, not yet. We'll, maybe later, eventually.
That sound? Gotta make sure we take care of the Jews, man.
I think we should leave that there. We don't want them. And we don't want any more issues.
I'm just saying, we gotta make sure we take care of them, man.
Yeah, for sure. They're good people, though.
They are.
Excellent.
My lawyer's a Jew. Shout out to him. Well, hey, man, you know. This is a crazy way to end the show, man. Shout out to...
Hey, shout out to Jew, man. Jew, Smith Schuster. Got his ass popped tonight in the game.
That's fucked up. So did Derek Watt, man. I hope Derek Watt's all right.
Yeah, Derek Watt, too. Yeah.
Well, it's the 21st, and I don't think anybody got any powers except for me. You know.
The nigga actually got good at the video game. Nah, shout out to you, bro.
Nah, my power is... continue to shit on you niggas, man, because that's all I've been doing. And I ain't getting nothing but better, baby. I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Thought for Narcissist Podcast. You know how we do. We talk that motherfucking talk. Let everybody know what's going on. Try to give y'all something to think about. You know what I mean? Like, you know, provoke that shit. You know, look, you just get out here and think about more than what the fuck you normally do. So, ladies, if you're going on a date, make sure you got all your shit taken care of. If you got a kid, make sure they're fed. If you got a dog, make sure you took that motherfucker out to take a shit. And when I come back after the date, I ain't trying to be coming in here and dog pissing and shit all over the floor, man. It's gross. And make sure you got them feed your kids, man. Why should I have to go take you somewhere to get your kids something to eat and pay for it? I just met you. I don't even know you. The fuck? Would you do that for me? I doubt it. So think about that next time you think I'm supposed to pay for your kids' shit the first time with me. If you're a nice lady, I might just do it anyway. It's all about how you play it, baby.
Women gotta have game too nowadays.
They need to know the game. Cause there definitely is one. But hey, man, 7 years left to save the earth. Take care of others, take care of yourself. Sean J, appreciate you. Rhetoric, Cuckerick, whatever you want to call him.
Hey, Captain Cuck, you're the leader of this ship, man. Yeah.
Cuck.
You know it ain't me, baby. You've heard this show. You guys know who the Cuck is. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Dolphin Narcissist Podcast, baby. Take care of others, take care of yourself. Yeah. Gonna hustle from 9 to 5. Cause you know that I've been on the grind. And you know that I gotta get mine. And you know we get better with time.
But you know you stay stuck on that lazy shit. Girl, I cannot fuck with no lazy bitch. You steady be playing them games and shit. Who the fuck that you think that you playing with? I see that you be on that crazy shit. Slashing my tie, slitting your wrist. Fucking the homie, crashing your whip. Ringing my line, girl, I'm about to flip. All in my pockets, counting my chip. Talking that shit, giving me lip. I tried to be patient, but you was just faking. Now I'm out here looking for your replacement. Can't cry, I was poor, make you was outdated. Now I'm on top, and I know you hate it. Girl, you tripping, I thought you was different. The joke's on me, girl, who am I kidding? Concealing my feelings. Now you and your feelings, the truth you revealing. Attention is building, your legs to the ceiling. Some sexual healing, yo, guess what I'm peeling. No ring, I'm not kneeling, girl, fuck all your feelings.
Went out and spent 300 on some music.